Yeah, this year we didn't proceed with the call because we got the information that the value of the buffalo gone up considerably, and they've got high value for the traditional landowners, and not just for us, but for the companies that are doing the mustering. They can spend more money in removing buffaloes that they are in remote or swampy areas rather than cull them in the bush.
So this is the live export trade to Vietnam that started up this year. It's put a real value on the buffalo.
Yes, that's correct. Some of them will be going to the meat processing facility near Darwin.
Oh, the new AACo abattoir.
Yeah, I think some of them will be going there, some for live export.
So what is the plan then to actually muster up some of the buffalo on the Arafura swamp?
Yeah, so this year it was too light to do anything. So next year the Northern Land Council are going to do consultancy with the traditional landowners. And there are two companies that probably will put their proposal, and one of them will do the mustering in this region.
You know that country really well. What's your thoughts on how easy or difficult it might be to get in there and get buffalo out?
I think from the swamp itself, during the dry season, late dry season, should be okay. The other areas, it's quite dense with high trees. I think some areas there they will have a bit of problem. But from what we can understand from the last person that we talked with, he said they will be able to do quite a good job in this area.
Because what are numbers like out there at the moment, Jacob?
So when we did the cull in 2011 and 12, it was only in the Arafura Basin. We didn't touch any buffaloes in the escarpments and surrounds. So the number in the wetland, we estimate for about 2,000 to 3,000 buffaloes. But some areas, there are still a high number of buffaloes. So we still need to remove those about 2,000 buffaloes from the basin.
Mm. It's a lot of buffalo. So by mustering them up, there is a chance to help the environment but also make money rather than spending money in the cull.
Yeah, that's the biggest advantage in the buffalo mustering, for sure. I think it will be good for everyone, for the traditional landowners, for the mustering companies, employment, for the local people. It's a win situation for everyone.